You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
What's up? What's up?
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Bit of a gloomy Thursday, but Open Championship began in the middle of the night, continues on to today. I think we're getting more of the quote-unquote known names teeing off in the last hour or so. That should be exciting. But where I do want to start today, and it's because it's been a major topic, especially on this show, but really around the NFL, has been the second round picks. And we got maybe, Derek, our first real, I think even Adam Schefter's tweet was domino falling in that, and that is Alfred Collins signed his rookie deal. He was a second round pick a little bit later in the second round, taking two picks after TJ Sanders. He signs his deal, and it is not fully guaranteed. It's about 88% guaranteed, but he signs his deal. And now, I mean, that was late at night. That was around 7 o'clock their time, Pacific time, because he's with the 49ers. Here it was like almost 11.
Right.
I think now this morning we could see a bit of an avalanche
Can
here.
Can we see some dominoes fall here?
I think we will, purely because, number one, he isn't fully guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's not, I think, what everyone was expecting. I think most people on the in, and I know Jonathan Jones of CBS was talking about this, most people expected the next domino to fall to be Nick Emmanuel.
I think Emmanuel's
third pick of the second round.
Emmanuel's still probably fighting for full. Mm-hmm. And considering that a player later on, what, the 11th or 12th pick of the second round?
43rd overall. So he would have been the 11th pick.
Gets 88%. I think we're kind of falling into a structured place here. What this does is I expect the next domino to fall to actually be Buffalo. A player with a similar position who was picked in a similar range, just two picks above.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would you say probably I'm going and trying for like maybe 89, 90%? And the team can easily agree to that?
I think that's where it's going to go. Especially Sanders is the first D tackle selected in the second round, and then it's Alfred Collins, and that's where not only is it the first domino to fall after the first two picks, it also very much plays into for the Bills. Because let's say, for argument's sake, at pick 40, like it's still in the same range, but pick 40, Tyler Shuck is the next guy to get his contract signed.
Right,
it's a quarterback, and there, in all likelihood, he will probably be starting for them day one. That's not apples to oranges. D tackle, though, to D tackle and two picks apart from each other? Or realistically, one guy between them?
Yep.
I'm kind of with you. I think there's a really good chance we get TJ Sanders news very quickly, relatively, today.
Yeah.
Because here's your number. It's about 88% guaranteed.
You know what? You're two picks higher. We'll get you 89%. You're a similar player. You're the first D-tackle taken, and then two picks later, another one's taken, and it's 88%. The team probably goes to, like, you know, we'll do Alpha Collins. And then the agent probably goes, how about 90? And then they go, okay, we're already in the neighborhood. Let's go.
Now, I will say on this, and this was my first thought when I saw it. How does this make Alfred Collins look to the rest of the second round?
I don't know if players would be as resentful as owners if they stepped out of line. For example, if the Bills announced that Sanders gets a fully guaranteed contract, I would be like, yeah, you're if you're Collins, then you're looking at your agent going, come on, man, what the heck? But it would also be the Bills stepping out of line more than Sanders or Collins. It would be the Bills are out of line here because we just got a deal done with a defensive tackle, and it was this. It was 88%. It wasn't fully guaranteed. It's close, but it's not all the way. So if the Bills were to do that, for example, and give a fully guaranteed contract to a player that was picked only two spots before, you know the first team that's punching air? Seattle. Because now you have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're sitting there and it's like, now we have no room. And right. But I think that's the thing, though, with Alfred Collins getting 88. Schefter even points it out, although doesn't say how much last year's 43rd overall pick got in terms of guarantees. But it's 88%. Said it's a big jump up from last year. So at least it's moving in that direction.
It's moving in that direction. We all know it's going
to. But now that Collins has broken the dam, you know, for lack of a better phrase, on we all want fully guaranteed deals, you got to wonder second-round picks around him, and including positions like Sanders, how do agents and players feel about that of like, man, we were in this fight together. We were all looking to get fully guarantees. It's why we've been holding out so long.
Players also respect that it is still like it's a business at the end of the day, right. And you want to make sure you get back on the field because that's how you make your money.
And camps are going to be starting here.
When players end their holdouts, it is not because of the fact that they don't want to stick to their convictions. It's because how do you make your money?
Yeah.
It's being on the field. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I don't know if other players are going to be mad at Alfred Collins or his agency for just getting on the field.
Yeah.
Enough is enough. We found a number that we like, and we're okay with it. Also, it's 88% of a guaranteed contract. I don't know if players are going to be like, look at this weenie.
Right.
Taking 88%.
Well, no, but I look at it more as along the lines of like, now I won't get fully guaranteed.
Yes,
because I'm in that same.
Players
that
are
same
far
lane.
Less resentful on that sort of thing than I think that owners would be for starting this whole thing in the first place.
Yeah,
like the Texans,
the Texans look like, how could you do this?
Right, and for other owners, that might be okay, cool. Like nobody talked to Nick Caserio for a little while.
Trey Harris, though. He's kind of been the other named guy in this because the Chargers were the first to report. Rookies were first to report to camp. Their vets reported yesterday.
And Harris.
And he has been notably the only guy that has had any reports on he is holding out. That was a big thing,
that's the thing
earlier this week was waiting to see for the other rookies reporting.
Including
is
Sanders.
Anyone officially holding out? So far, and I could have missed something, but so far it's only been Trey Harris. And as you were going to mention, he's at 55 overall. He is well down in the second round. There's multiple receivers taken ahead of him, including the likes of Luther Burden. And so now for him, I do wonder where he's sitting on all of this of like, okay, because you can even argue too, because he's what, around 10 plus picks away from even where Collins is. Does he have the number set in stone where he wants to go?
Right.
If he was really fighting for a fully guarantee, all leverage is gone.
Yeah.
And that's where I mean by like, are some of these guys going to get upset about this? Harris has sort of put himself out there. He is holding out. And now all of a sudden, he's not going to even get 90% guaranteed. After starting this wanting fully guaranteed, he'll probably now be closer to 75, 70, which is still great. But it's not what these guys want.
Yes.
And to be fair, and how I've pushed it most of this week, it's still not a lot of money. I still think it's kind of ridiculous that owners seem to be fighting over very little money in the grand scheme of things for how they're operating these teams. Again, James Cook, we mentioned all the time. This year alone, he will be making more than he has had made in his entire career, and it's like $5 million.
Right.
Jaden Higgins is getting $11.7 million guaranteed. Carson Schwechinger, $11.8 million. It's not a crazy amount of money.
It's not. And when we talked about this earlier in the week, I absolutely was still on the side of the players of, yeah, no, I'd rather see this get done in favor of the players because do you know how easy it is at this point to just regain all of your revenue back from the TV contracts themselves? This is pocket change for the owners. But now I look at this and I think it kind of makes sense. We're getting back to a structure within the second round where it's going to be declining in terms of percentages of what's guaranteed and what's not. I think Alfred Collins signing kind of lets everything get back to a state of normalcy. Like, yeah, all these players are probably going to get a jump from guaranteed money from contracts of previous years in second rounds. But we're getting back to, all right, it's based on where you're slotted, just like the first round.
Yeah.
Nature is healing. It's not about position. It's about where your selection is.
And so it almost helps, too, that Collins being close to the middle of the second round is the third domino to go, where it's like, okay, now everything can kind of, like the ripple effect, you know, you drop something in water, it kind of ripples out from there.
Yeah, because when you have one and two signing for 100%, where does it go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got 11 slotting in at around 88%. Higher tier, still in the top third of the round. And now you can, that's the number now to gauge everybody else. I don't think it's all going to happen in like the next 2 days, but by the time everyone reports to training camp, I think that the holdout number will be in the single digits.
I think it is going to move quick, though. I mean,
it'll move quick.
Yeah.
Holdout number will be in the single digits.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some that probably try a harder stance. But I think that when you get one player like that who's in the top third, you've got a number now. You can work around the number.
Mm-hmm.
Teams that are picking higher, you now know that you have to go, for example, Evan Worry, that next domino that was brought up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he gets to, is it going to be 100 still? Because you're top three? Or is it 98? And if it's 98, might as well be 100.
Yeah, right. It gives that feeling of like, like, you know, because then it also becomes kind of the same thing we've been saying with the owners. It becomes kind of the same argument with the players. We're like, are we really fighting over what ultimately in 11 point, let's go just down the numbers like that, 11.6 million, you're fighting over like 20, 30 grand?
Yeah.
By year four, where if you hit, who cares about this contract? I just, you know, for Amon Worry, I'm going to become the highest paid safety in football here in a second. You know, if all things go correctly, if all things go well for him. And so, yeah, like there's, I think you're right. I think nature's healing a little bit. It's going to become that kind of pay structure that we've seen in the first round where, yeah, like the top 10 picks, they make more money than the bottom five picks in the first round. Still first rounder. Still get the fifth year option. You still are going to make more money than anybody else in the draft, but you know it's not as much as the top 10. It's just I do look at guys like Trey Harris, who really has kind of put a stand on there. He's holding out. He's the only guy that we've officially seen any of that. And so I'd even argue, too, we've yet to hear any report that, you know, TJ Sanders is holding out. Rookies reported 2 days ago.
Right.
So I almost wonder now, was at worst he going to do a hold-in, which has become kind of the new fashion. Sal brings it up all the time. We don't really see many holdouts anymore. Guys are there so they don't get fined. They're there. They're with their teammates. They're taking part in meetings. They're just not practicing. And I wonder if that's the same with where maybe TJ Sanders is at. And also, good chance there's been rumblings towards this. This doesn't just happen overnight. Agents are talking to each other. They know what's happening. There's probably been a good chance that TJ Sanders' agent has let him know, hey, Collins is going to sign pretty soon. Here's kind of where the number is. We think we can get up to here. Like we mentioned, he's got 88. You were taking two picks ahead of him. You're in the same position ahead of him. We think we can maybe get it to 89, 90. We're going to push for 90. We think 89.
Yeah. Agent probably pushes for 90.
Right. If we get that, great, but expect 89.
Yeah.
It's just, it's
maybe
gonna be,
Asian pushes for like 92. And the team goes, I mean, we're not that far off, but how would you do with 90?
Mm-hmm. And then everyone leaves happy.
And everyone shakes hands. The player gets out there at practice, and everybody sighs a sigh of relief.
I still think the Bills are going to want to get this done and over with relatively quickly.
Yeah, and
with
we have
Hard Knocks around the corner. And the fact of the matter is the cameras are probably already there because camp starts next week, and they'll get some of their B-roll footage and stuff like that. They're coming
correct.
Up with their storylines.
They're already probably trying to find them.
I really sit on this. I don't think the Bills have the appetite. They already don't really want to do this. I'm happy they're doing it because
right.
it increases the brand, but you know for a fact they don't want to do this.
They don't want to do this, no.
And so I think the last thing they want is for them to become very quickly the face of the second round holdout. I think that's why last night was so big for that. Because, yeah, do you really have confidence that Terry Pegula and his group would balk or you know, that they would blink first and just pay and be done? Probably not. We know around the owners' meetings, Pegula is very close with Jerry Jones and some of the bigger owners. He has very much become part of the group. And so while I think he would want to, he might have people close to him telling him don't.
Right.
And so that was just my thing, is just how quickly would it go from, hey, Hard Knocks, this is cool, whatever, like we'll get through it, we're fine, to great, now we're the face every Sunday of our second round pick holding out because we're being stingy with money. That will ultimately be the takeaway from the average audience.
They also
member.
Do have the final say on this.
Mm-hmm.
So then it turns into, what, do we already have to smear our second round picks name through the mud?
Yeah, because you're watching it in your own conference of Shamar Stewart. There were reports yesterday for Shamar Stewart, I think on ESPN. He thought about the idea of returning to college, I think not A&M, but taking an NIL deal somewhere else. I don't know if he can do that. I thought he couldn't, but I at least saw the report taking an NIL deal, playing this year, and then entering the draft again. He's a first-round pick, but you're already seeing relationships feeling like damage beyond repair.
Gone.
Yeah, already. Now, I think what is funny on that, the clause that he won't sign in his contract, Walter Nolan for Arizona did just two picks prior.
Right.
And so there's also that feeling too of like, is Shamar Stewart completely in the right? Probably not. But also, and we've mentioned this a lot with Cincinnati, you don't get the wiggle room now. You already have a bad reputation with everybody.
You already have someone that you're openly fighting with publicly for years.
Yeah, you don't have
you
the
draft
goodwill.
His replacement, and then now you're fighting with him too.
It's just it's been really almost kind of funny that like for years we haven't had any holdouts. The drafted you know it'll take some time and they go through it, you know, steadily. But for how long have we been telling people, and not just us, but everybody, don't really worry about your rookie not signing yet. It'll get done. And then this year, it just there's been so much with the Shamar Stewart stuff, the second round pick stuff. It's been everywhere, kind of all at once.
We had a lot of fun talking about college football and what NIL and the transfer portal has meant for college football. I think there's going to be a bleeding in effect to the NFL now, where a player may be willing to hold out. Why? Did that player make a bunch of money in NIL?
Yeah.
And then fell to the second or third round. They made more money doing that than they would on their base salary for their first year of their contract if it's not guaranteed. Why wouldn't I hold out? If I'm a third round pick, for example, third round picks don't really have much of a say, but a second round pick is still a high draft asset. But you got a good NIL deal. Do you feel a little bit more empowered to maybe hold off? Try to get what you want out of this. Because you do have money in the pocket. And it's open now. It's legal.
Yeah, it's not briefcases, you know, left at a certain location for you to go get kind of deal. I'm sorry. That's not real. But, you know.
What are you talking about? I've seen every movie ever, Zach.
The $200 handshakes, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You ever grease a palm?
Right. So it's legal, and you're right. Like, that all of a sudden does take away, I think, what for a long time most sports had, which was the leverage of, we're holding life-changing money. And many of you are coming from average living. You know, you see, I'm going to make $11 million. That's already significantly life-changing money. And so you would take it. Now, and we're well into the NIL era. It's been a few years now. some of these guys back in their freshman or their senior year of high school, junior year of high school, were getting endorsements and stuff like that, and have then carried that into college where they were making big money because exactly. College has no guidelines at all. It is just, I mean, spend what you got, have fun with it. It might hurt you, but spend it. And so, yeah, so maybe that has become a thing too, where some of these guys are like, I can hold out.
Will Johnson, a top tier corner at Michigan,
mm-hmm.
falls due to injury. You probably want to get as much guaranteed money as you possibly can because of his injury status. I would imagine that might be a story of like a lengthier holdout. Donovan Isaraku, the pick right after Alfred Collins. Seen as a potential first rounder as an edge rusher. Knowing what kind of bank an edge rusher can make.
Mm-hmm.
Try to hold out for that a little bit. See if you can match the percentage on Alfred Collins' guaranteed money. There's enough that you could draw your lines in the sand. Ready? The Bengals at the 17th pick, 49 overall, with Demetrius Knight. Negotiating with Cincinnati is like pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody around you has signed, so what's the gauge?
Yeah. You don't know.
The best measurement you have is six picks prior where Alfred Collins is taken.
Mm-hmm. But it's a different position.
Do the Bengals suddenly try to turn that into, no, you're that much further down, we're paying you like 70% guaranteed.
Well, so,
and the number's nowhere close.
But yeah, so that becomes a thing too of like, for us it's a little bit easier as Bills fans. Alfred Collins is the same position as TJ Sanders, picked in the exact same area. It's easier to kind of gauge
two picks. The Bills are probably one of the sooner dominoes to fall than others.
I agree.
You think there's going to be a flood within these next 2 days? I don't. I think the flood happens within the next 6 days when a lot of teams are going to start reporting to camp.
So you think it might be like those first day or two of camp?
First day or two, or as players are arriving.
Mm-hmm.
As the veterans are arriving, the rookies are getting ready, and they don't want to lose the jump. They don't want to lose a step when the practices are real. And that's when you do it. Day one and day two. That's when it's really going to happen next week. So we're looking at probably what? Tuesday through Thursday next week?
About that, yeah.
That's probably the gauge I'm looking at.
I think more just the next 4 days into the weekend. Rookie's already there. No one else is there. Your representative's probably here. And it really, for me, Collins is signed late last night. It just takes two or three in that same range, signing today or tomorrow, for all of a sudden to get the ball rolling. I'm like, okay, we have our number. This is what we want.
Yes.
And you'll haggle over a little bit because that's what negotiations are. I get it.
Definitely no teams are paying attention.
I think
though.
It'll go a lot faster just because of if it was Emin Wari that signed.
We have a mystery.
But I would be more with you where it's like, I think it'll be closer now to when training camp starts. I think because it's in the middle, it's that ripple effect of everyone's kind of getting their number.
If Emin Wari was next and the number was still 100% on guarantees, we're probably looking lengthy. We're looking into training camp for several players, and we're probably talking about maybe 10 days in
mm-hmm.
when there's still someone unsigned. Like we're getting to our first preseason games. Threatening.
Yeah.
And I don't see that now. I think that, at least for the Bills, this is going to be probably the sooner and easier sort of contract to do.
And the nice thing, too, is it's not like Sanders has been not participating in anything else. I mean, like up until this point, you can almost forget that Sanders hasn't been signed. He spoke with the media at mandatory minicamp or rookie camp. Like he's been participating. He's been there.
Now, question for you. What do you think of the situation if the Bills are one of the few teams that doesn't have this done by next week?
Oh, I don't like it at all. I've brought it up for a few reasons. One, of course, is the Hard Knocks. Are you really prepared? And especially mm-hmm. if we've got the whole run here,
yep.
And then Hard Knocks debut. Now you are truly one of the stingy, let's go 10 who have not done it.
Right.
And then it becomes an even bigger story. I just don't know if they have the appetite for it. If they do, I mean, respect for keeping your eyes open. It's a staring contest, I guess.
They is not, like, I would imagine that it's a select few people that have an appetite for it because the coach will be punching air.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's going to be all part of the, you know, Pegula, and I imagine you got an inner circle that kind of helps you out with the business decisions, stuff like that.
It'll be a select few people that are okay with it because players probably not mm-hmm. okay with it at that point.
And so on that, that's my second point too. You're going to have coaches, management, and the player pissed. They're going to be upset. They want to get going. And
as the player, you have Deion Walker in your same draft class.
Well, you have Deion Walker in your same draft class, but I look at it too as the coach. We had to make all these investments to get our defensive line better. We made the investments. Mm-hmm. And now the big one that we went for, we traded up for.
Aggressively.
You're holding us back for what will ultimately be just a couple thousand, couple hundred thousand dollars at the end of the contract in year four.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where you will burn relationships a little bit. Because it will be, we traded up for this guy. He's a big part of what we want to do on this revamped defensive line.
We went 15 spots in the second round.
And now we can't bring him in, even though he's been here the whole time. He has been a great rookie up to this point for them. Because he's been there at rookie camp, been there at mandatory minicamp, hasn't made any fuss. Nobody has, but you get my point. And then come training camp, when all right, it's full go now, till the end of the season, we're at a standstill because... And again, in this situation, they'd
team
be one
wants
of
to save a couple bucks.
And yeah, in this situation, they'd be one of like 10 who have not done it yet.
Yeah,
in a Super Bowl window, it's a hard sell to fans as well. Fans typically will go towards the team and not the player, especially a guy they don't know. I think very quickly that would be a flip. And I'd also say that too, if you're a Sabres fan, there is some bad blood there between Sabres fans and ownership.
Yes,
and so you will have that feeling as well. That I don't think ownership has got a good appetite for that, and they shouldn't. I'm not saying that as a negative.
And that's
I don't think
saying,
they should.
Especially because Collins is the first one to sign outside of the first two picks.
Mm-hmm.
The blueprint's there for the Bills to be very quickly done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering what happens if they don't, and where did it go wrong?
803-0550, the number to call. We also had the top 10 cornerback list come out today from ESPN. Some interesting thoughts on that. Plenty more coming up until 12 o'clock. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer hanging here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart.
$4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We have the Open Championship in Northern Ireland on our TVs. Derek, I will tell you, I debated, not hard, but there was a slight debate of staying up for the first tee time. It quickly went away.
What time was that at?
It was like at 1:10 in the morning.
Yeah, no.
I was like, I have to be up early. Oh. By the way, we just saw a chip from Scotty Scheffler that
missed the
inches from going in.
Maybe just like two.
Maybe.
It might have been like right next to it.
His comments the other day with the media, I talked a little bit about him last night in the nightcap. I'm enjoying this era that we have of sports where athletes are far more open and honest. I pushed back a little bit on guys like Nikola Jokic at the time when he won the NBA title with Denver and kind of almost seemed annoyed that he had to do like any media and any celebrations for the title. Like he truly just wanted to go back home to his horses. Mm-hmm. And I gave him a little crap about it. But the longer we've gone on, I've really enjoyed like the difference in athlete. You have your insane competitiveness where – you win a championship and your first thought after celebrating is, all right, when's the next one?
Right.
We got to get back to work. But then I also do appreciate the guys who, like Scotty, maybe a bit too aggressive when he says, like, I don't really want to be an inspiration to the young generation, that kind of stuff. But, like, talks about legacy and he's like, it doesn't really mean anything. A part of me, you know, I almost wanted to push back on it, but I got there last night where 50, 60 years from now, he may not be that far off on his take of like how much will legacy actually matter.
It also kind of tells you how different people are.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people that do care about what their legacy is, what their impact is
on
society, being remembered.
Mm-hmm.
That requires a lot of ego. So what that does for me with Scottie Scheffler is it says he's not an ego-driven player.
I think he gives off the vibe of, I do this because I'm good and I do enjoy it.
And that's the thing, is that there are some people that do it like that. There are people like that that are hardwired in a way where it's not ego. It's not about having to be the best. Mm-hmm. It is knowing that you are good, you are enjoying yourself, or maybe it's that you know that you're good, you're not enjoying yourself, but you also know that this is your skill set.
Well, how often do we hear that in like every sport come draft time? Does he really like blank sport?
Does he love the game?
Or is it just a job to him? We hear that all the time.
You brought up Jokic.
Yeah.
Jokic is really good at this. He doesn't seem to enjoy himself at all.
Yeah, he seems to. The 82-game season and how long the playoffs are, I think, honestly kill him inside. Because he is an intense player. I mean, that OKC series, he is basically willing Denver to be in it. But yeah, by the end, he's kind of like, I'm so done. I am shot. I'm ready to go home.
But also, it's very relatable
mm-hmm.
in a sense. Who's really good at a job and hates it? Somebody you know.
Almost definitely.
Not even almost definitely. You know somebody who is working their job because they are good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. They hate the coworkers.
Their boss sucks. But they're good
at their
job.
The boss's cheeks. And you just know, like, this is the paycheck, and I'm going to do what I really love outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be family or interests or hobbies of that sort. I do what I do, gnash my teeth together,
mm-hmm.
and then get home and enjoy myself. This is strictly for being able to survive, and I make money to do it. And I'm good at it, so I'm going to stay doing it. You know somebody in your life that is like this. Somebody. Because all the time, you'll get the questions from family. Why do you do this? Why are you still there? You should go leave. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good at this.
They pay me a lot of money.
They pay me money because I'm good at this and I hate it.
My benefits are great. I'm not going to get a better offer. And yeah, so like you look at
guys. I can take care of myself and others. Like,
yeah, you look at guys like in golf, like Scotty's number one in the world. He's one of the biggest names. Like, he's getting paid a lot. He is setting up his family for success. That's why he keeps doing it. But even other guys. Xander Schauffele right now, like we're getting a look at him. He joked. He doesn't know where his Olympic gold medal is. He doesn't know where it is. Now there are other athletes. That is blasphemous.
Yeah.
And even to some fans,
the idea of that is insane.
To me, that's blasphemous. Like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. Now, I think golf especially maybe gets this stigma. Golf, for a lot of people, is that leisure activity that they do when they leave the job they don't like.
Correct.
And so to hear somebody like Scotty, where you're paid to play a game, it can come off a little, I think, just weird and maybe tone deaf. But the way I look at it, too, and really it's with every athlete, it's not a game to them, though. They are doing strength and conditioning coaches.
It is their job.
It is their job. He is getting up at 5 in the morning to go to the course to work on things. And sometimes things don't work, so all of a sudden now he's frustrated. And when you are a guy like Scotty, and this is any athlete at the high end of their game, you breathe wrong, and you're criticized for it. You know, Scotty Scheffler, Brian Koziel brought this up yesterday. Mm-hmm. Scotty Scheffler could finish 6th in the tournament and think he had a great weekend. Did awesome. But we'll all sit here and go, Scotty Scheffler didn't finish in the top 3. He didn't win. I mean, this is a failure. And that can grate on somebody.
Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Connor McDavid doesn't have 2 points per game.
Yeah.
What went wrong?
Yeah, what went wrong?
Is he in a slump? Like, the measurement that you hold the highest of athletes at is also why that money is there. It is money that we will never fathom. It is because you are the center of attention, whether you want to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to deal with it. You have to talk to the media. You have to talk to people all the time.
And you kind of can't be in a bad mood after a bad finish or people judge you.
Yes. You can't have the normal emotions that a human being has after a loss or you are judged for it. Cam Newton, upset, makes what everyone calls the quote-unquote business decision in that Super Bowl. Eventually, he has enough. And he leaves. Everyone, it's one of the funniest, ways a person has left a presser before, but, LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a question, doesn't like it, grabs his...
Gone.
grabs
his bag and he's
grabs
gone.
His bag and he's out of there. Like, it's still one of the funniest, images. But again, you get judged for that, though. I think it's funny. Tons of people in that media pool were probably like, how dare he?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the opinion that people within the media will then tell people on how to think of this, what to think of this. I may consider myself a relative nobody in the grand scheme of things, but I do know that my voice carries.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say something, it could be irresponsibly laid out into the masses. And I could think nothing of it. And that's why you want to make sure that what you're saying is what you're saying. Why I want to be real, for example. But the media paints a picture about an athlete as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you don't have in the 9-to-5? For a lot of people? That.
You ultimately have your core group, and that's about it.
You have a core group and people that you within your work that think of you in a certain light. And whether that's fair or not fair is a topic for another day. But players do have other people telling everybody what to think about them. If I hear Scotty Scheffler saying, I'm not worried about being remembered in 50 years, I understand. Sports are still, at the end of the day, played by human beings. There are human emotions to everything.
I think he's just also right. One athlete I can think of who has passed on, who's not alive anymore, and is still revered and known throughout the sports world forever, Babe Ruth, who played at a time no one remembers that is alive right now, and yet doesn't matter. He is still in those conversations, is the greatest baseball player of all time. You have other, Jackie Robinson in that same sport, is alive, but for also very different reasons. And it's also later on in lives where there are still some people out there, the numbers is less and less, but who watched him. Babe Ruth, no one alive watched him play,
right?
And they can remember it, and yet he is still revered. And so I think when Scotty does say that, though, I think he's just right. We all get to a point where that great player is forgotten. Basketball, How many goats, honestly, have we gone through in like a 70-year period? 4 or 5?
And that's like basketball media has gotten to.
Only recently, though. Only recently.
I know.
But you can go. Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, LeBron James. And, you know, now it's a little bit different, but that's just one sport. Joe Montana doesn't even get to totally enjoy his retirement as I'm the greatest quarterback of all time before Brady comes on the scene. And even then, even if you don't love him, Peyton probably has a lot of people's votes.
And then you had someone who started his career on a more aggressive follow-up than Brady.
In Mahomes.
Mahomes was on an incredible beginning to his career of just going to Super Bowls and winning them. And you're like, oh, great. So here we are. Like, the baton was immediately passed. We don't get a cool-down period here.
And then in 30, 40 years, we'll have very few people that have ever watched Montana play for the 49ers. 49ers fans will still love him and revere him. But nationally, he'll become somewhat forgotten, if not completely forgotten.
And that's something where, like, what Scheffler says makes a lot of sense. Recency bias really does take a lot of conversations away.
Mm-hmm.
Will Scheffler ultimately be remembered? I don't really worry about that. If he's not going to worry about it,
I think he probably sits there and goes, well, if I don't touch Tiger's major totals, probably not. Probably won't be. I'll just be really good for my era, and then everyone forgets about me in 20 years.
And that is something that some people can be comfortable with. Good for him. That's ultimately what I'd say. Good for you.
I really like that.
I
like how open and honest he is about it. It's different, and I've liked that about...
It's jarring.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, some things that he says might, you know, rub people the wrong way. Again, everybody's wired differently, and that's just more of an example of that, where Scheffler is willing to admit those sorts of things, like be open and vulnerable about it.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart. So that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
And then in hockey, you get the same robot answers.
Well, hockey's going to be one that in I think hockey, though, might be one of those other sports that in 50 years, Gretzky is still going to be talked about in that same reverence. I think he will be.
Please fix my favorite sport.
Yeah, they don't want to be fixed. 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR. Wrapping up hour number one here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek, we've been talking uniforms a lot this week because a lot of NFL teams have unveiled new uniforms.
They have.
It's been a lot of fun.
We've even had some fun with the new era video that the Bills and Josh Allen were involved with.
That was a helmet phone, right? I saw a full picture. Okay, good. I was glad I like nailed that.
Jeremy White nailed it. The phone that is sitting in here should be a helmet phone. The phone in there?
Yes.
Josh should be answering a Bills helmet phone. Like they
have logistical reasons, I need to know how it feels when you pick it up.
Agreed. You'll also, get used to also it. Being the person that answers phone calls, agreed.
You'll get used to it.
I will say, though, that's something I deeply miss about the draft is when it was at New York
helmet
City.
Helmet phones.
Helmet phones. Everybody had one. It was kind of
give
this,
me the
it,
Bills
it was
helmet
dorky.
Phone.
It was weird, but I kind of loved it.
Give me the Bills helmet from draft day. I don't even need the red one. Give me the draft day prop.
They were wearing the white helmets at that point, right?
Yes.
Yeah, then we're fine.
Give me the Bills draft day helmet phone prop.
Yeah, but on uniforms,
anyone that listens, that's part of the old draft day set. Your movie was fantastic, and I want your helmet phone.
I'm not saying that. On uniforms, though, and this is something I've noticed, I had to say something yesterday. So college recruits, oftentimes they have a graphic designer, somebody helping them that releases images when they commit to a school. Mm-hmm. You know, UB has this too. Like commits that go there get all their jerseys. And typically the commits usually end up in the all-black uniforms. They look really good.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I've seen this for a number of Georgia recruits, and I saw it – and yesterday was just the line. It was a linebacker, Nick Abrams, committed
exactly
to Georgia.
Exactly where you were going with this.
I've seen the black jersey. I've seen the all-black look. I've seen the white helmet. I've never seen them together except on these, you know, graphically designed images for commits to recruit, or commits to commit to.
I wonder if that's not a mistake.
I've seen it too much. Right. It's not one guy. It's multiple.
What I'm saying is that's not a mistake. They're wearing it this year.
I don't know. This has been like 2 or 3 years, and I always look. So I'm like, they haven't worn this. No, they've not worn this.
Wear it at practice?
No, because I think black jersey would just be for the quarterback. It's the same at Texas. Texas, it's a black jersey that they wear.
I'm trying here. Is it a spring game thing?
No, I think this is 18-year-olds going, guys, you have a sick look here that we're not using. And that's my thing. It's the white helmet and just an all-black jersey. Yeah. It looks incredible.
Zach.
And it's only recruits that commit that use it for like their little graphic design. It's so good.
Again, my bet is... you see more of it, they're going to use it.
I don't think it's happening this year. If it is, great. But
it might be.
No way.
College football teams do not announce when they have new uniforms.
I think
or new combos.
I was gonna say Oregon is the only one that does it, but they do it like a week before they wear them.
Yes.
Like they just announce on Monday, here's what we're wearing on Saturday.
What's our look?
And everyone's like, "Not
ready?
Pink's not our color, but sick." That's how it goes.
Light blue, okay.
Like, all right, that works. I thought we were neon green and yellow. Okay, sick.
Yeah, Oregon is great. Their amount of uniform combinations is unparalleled.
I mean, it's just a bunch of mad scientists at Nike. That's it.
Yeah, Nike just goes, we're bored. What do we want to put together for a uniform?
We give a lot of credit to the Ducks, but assume it's a room of like six guys that never go home, just coming up with uniform combinations.
You know what
like
it is?
Scientists.
They're also combined with kids that are interns at Oregon.
Same difference. Mad scientists.
And they collaborate with the mad scientists that are paid employees, and they figure out what are the Ducks going to wear this weekend. And there we go.
Like, I can see somebody after 4 hours.
It's like a certain pizzeria around here where they just like effectively come up with the craziest idea that they can for a pizza.
I assume after like 4 hours of deliberation and debate, one 25-year-old just slams his hand on the table and he goes, orange! And that's it. And everyone's like, yes. We'll do it.
Or it's that meme of like, two people pitching something in a board meeting, and the third one says something like normal, and he gets tossed out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone says green or yellow, they're it's thrown out to the streets.
Pink, light blue, and orange. How about we just go with our normal colors?
I will say, though, with college uniforms in particular, there are some schools I love when they do it. Oregon. We're making fun of them, but I really like that Oregon's yes. identity has kind of been like random jerseys. But there are also certain schools I also love that they have kept it as routine as humanly possible.
And there are some teams that are rife with tradition and they stay to it. You look at the Big Ten. Even the new schools that are Big Ten,
mm-hmm.
USC does not change anything.
They don't
about
even
their
have nameplates.
It's iconic, though.
Yeah.
Penn State, not a change to their uniform structure. Even,
I think only
even
the helmet,
point,
you might have a number, and it's a throwback, and that's it.
And but then, even to a point where the hockey team uses the same uniform structure.
Mm-hmm.
You think about like Ohio State, they've made changes along the way, but the base is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where the stickers have to be there.
SEC is a lot like this, too.
The SEC
Auburn has two jerseys. Alabama has two jerseys. Well, LSU has their
LSU
white
has
helmet.
Stylistic differences.
They've got their white helmet.
But the core of it is pretty much the same. Michigan.
Yep. For the most part,
goodness
the same.
For heaven forbid if you change a single thing about the Michigan uniform. I would throw a table.
And then
Florida.
It's not Big Ten. Florida. Well, Florida's changed theirs a
Florida's
little bit. They've got the black alternate
sometimes,
stuff
sometimes,
like
but like it's still very recognizable. Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're pretty much.
Oklahoma
what they
does
are.
The same. Like, you know, most teams have the alternate stuff now.
Texas. They've got two uniforms.
Yeah, Texas has two uniforms. That's it.
Yeah, I like that about college. But then, of course, there are certain schools that change it up. Oregon.
Boise.
Boise. For the most part, I mean, they've got their black alternates too, but for the most part.
They have black, but they also have a lot. They've been working orange in too.
Yeah. But then, like, Ole Miss, they changed up a lot too. Like, they're no longer just the dark blue. I think even their main one now is their powder blue. And then Notre Dame, I don't love Notre Dame, but one of the traditions I love, they add the nameplates for bowl season.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. That looks good. But yeah, USC is also a good one too, where, like, as big of a program as they are,
right?
They have never had nameplates.
Yeah.
They have kept that as is. And so, yeah, as much as I like the NFL one, it's also that college part of me that gets worried about the Bills of, like, don't botch this because you already have great look.
Should we doodle on the bet board of likeliness that Georgia wears that white helmet, black uniform combo?
I don't think they might do it eventually. I don't think this year.
They keep putting it into the minds of people, though.
I don't think they want to. I think the commits are doing that because, like, this is sick. It looks awesome. We're going to roll with it.
Whereas Georgia is a team that historically likes to keep the same structure,
They
too.
Keep the same structure, yeah.
But they have these things. They exist. Use them.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. One more hour with us here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.